This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, May 14th, 2020. The Jefferson County COVID-19 numbers held steady this week at 29 reported cases. We lasted 4 full weeks with no new cases, but that changed last weekend when a woman in her 90s contracted the disease. She was the county's first case to be hospitalized, but she was discharged earlier this week. Testing continues with 72 tests administered since Tuesday. Of the 1,116 tested to date, 1,054, or 98.3%, tested negative, while the remainder tested positive for the presence of the virus. 33 people are now awaiting test results. According to the governor's guidelines, the appearance of a new case disqualifies the county from requesting a waiver for the early reopening of certain qualified businesses. Even if a waiver application is in doubt, county officials are meeting next Tuesday to discuss how a variance application could proceed. The virtual meeting will include the county commissioners, the Board of Health, and the Port Townsend City Council, along with Port and PUD commissioners. Some of the sectors that can be included in the application include recreation, gatherings, travel, manufacturing, new construction, in-home domestic services, in-store retail, real estate, professional services, hair, nail, salons and barbers, house cleaning, and restaurants. The meeting will be broadcast at 5 p.m. Tuesday on the county website and here on KPTZ, both of which archives the meetings for later listening. The meeting is physically closed, but public comment is encouraged through email to boh@co.jefferson.wa.us on or before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Here in Port Townsend, the Roadie Festival always takes place at the same time as Candidate Filing Week. The festival is canceled this year, but filings march on. The deadline is 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, and we already have several competitive local races. Each of our three local state legislators, who are Democratic incumbents, have drawn at least one challenger. There is a three-way race for the open District 2 Jefferson County Commissioner's seat between Democrats Heidi Eisenhower, Amanda Fanaro, and Lorna Smith. If there are no additional filings, the next Board of Commissioners will have two of three female members. District 1 Commissioner Kate Dean filed for a second term but has not yet drawn any opposition from either party. Should no one file against Dean, she would be elected by acclamation. This is not unprecedented in recent county history. In 2016, District 2 Commissioner David Sullivan was unopposed. Jefferson County Republican spokesperson Lynn Heisey said she knew of no candidates who planned to file for either commissioner's seat and that she sort of doubted someone would file for Dean's seat. It's not a done deal until 4:30 on Friday when the filing period ends, and Jefferson County Republicans have a tradition of filing at the last minute. State parks opened last weekend with flocks of folks showing up at all three local parks. Parks Director Brian Hageman said the crowd level was as high as he'd ever seen at Fort Worden. But while the parking lots were full, once people entered the park, they appeared to practice responsible social distancing. Fort Flagler also drew crowds as the abbreviated seaweed harvesting season was in effect. Hageman said that toilets were in short supply with only one flush facility open near the beach. The vault toilets on the hill were also open, all drawing long lines. This week, the weather has changed and the crowds have thinned. The parks have posted several signs featuring a raccoon with a mask warning that excessive crowds could lead to another park closure. Hageman is now most concerned with staffing levels, worrying that the newly imposed hiring freeze will prevent assembling an adequate staff to maintain the parks through the summer. The Port Townsend Farmers Market continues this weekend, practicing effective social distancing from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. And while the Chimicum Market begins on June 7th, the Wednesday Market will not operate this year, according to Market Director Amanda Milholland. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant with some of today's news. Thank you for listening.